Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Wes Hansen. And Coach, your first duel of the Manawatomi duels was an exciting one. You came from behind to get the win, but it was a wild one.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we didn't get off to the best start. They built up a pretty good lead, and so we had to be on our best at the end, and we were able to get enough points to come out with a victory. So fun start for the day.
Was that something that was expected with Pelican Rapids being strong at the lower weights? Or?
Yeah, we knew that they had some good guys. They had just competed at the Rumble as well, and so kind of seeing where guys stack up there. And we had good matchups. We wanted to wrestle some of our best kids against some of theirs, and that's kind of what happened. And they're a good team, fortunate to come away with the win.
They started off winning five of the first six matches and built up a little bit of a lead, but give credit to your guys. You got to the middle of the lineup and just started scoring points and wrestling really well.
Yeah, at 145 pounds, Casey Weiland actually gave up the first takedown, and then we got away and kind of poured it on from there. And so I thought that was really the turning point for us. Like, if that one went to win our way, we'd have been in a real tough spot. And he looked good, and coming up with the pin put us in position. Then Ethan Bowman had a dominant first period, lead NATO, and was able to build up a tech fall for his 150th career victory, which is an impressive feat and awfully proud of him. And he's just been a treat to coach through the years, and to hit that milestone is very special. So a timely win.
And then Carter Collette followed up. He got a pin of his own, and he wrestled very well.
Yeah, and you know, even when Carter stepped on the mat, he's only wrestling 160 pounds. But looking at the rosters, we knew that they were open a couple weights. We were open a couple weights, and so really that was, you know, I knew it was going to be the second to last match probably wrestled, and so that was a big one as well. And he looked good on his feet, and then locked up a nice cradle for the win.
Then you were open in the next two weights. The good news is they were open in the following two weights, so it comes down to heavyweight. You trail by, 4 points, and you have number one ranked Ethan Bowl going up there, and you got to feel pretty comfortable with him going on.
Yeah, you know, as a 220-pounder at the beginning of the year, we had talked about that as an option, going up and wrestling heavyweight for the team, and the opportunity was there today, and it's good to have him be able to step on the mat to lock it up.
I don't think there was a Pirate fan that was too nervous as he went out there.
Nope, and so, just awfully fun to coach, and good win for the team, and moving on.
And nice to get that first match under the way, and you did, there's a lot of pins, but still against a quality team in Pelican Rapids to pick up that first win is nice.
Yeah, they're an aggressive team, and then there were some good matches in there, and good competition for us.